I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. One of the peculiar oddities of life is that at times we can't forget something that we want to forget. But then again, we can't remember something that we want to remember. Which one's more frustrating? But can one make a distinction between choosing to forget something versus just not remembering it? In fact, is choosing to forget something really a possibility at all? And does any of this matter if the person who says he is forgetting is God? God will remember their sins no more, said in the first reading. Really? God won't remember their sins? So let's remind ourselves how hard it is to remember and how easy it is to forget. So I'm going to do a little test of your memory. So I'm going to recite three numbers, and then I'm going to have you repeat the numbers back to me. Okay? Here we go. 9, 31, 25. Pretty easy, right? So I'm going to add three more numbers to that list and have you repeat it back to me. Ready? 9, 31, 25, 6, 15, 4.
9, 31, 25, 6, 15, 4.
Okay. Did you do all right? Yeah. I remember I did this once when I took an IQ test, I think. So can we add three more numbers? So here we go. 9, 31, 25, 6, 15, 4, 81, 51, 22.
9, 31, 25, 6, 15, 4, 81, 51, 22.
Blah, 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 right? So, yeah, I know. So there comes a point where you say, all right, I've reached my limit. Can't remember anymore. But I think there were some of you who reached your limit before I ever gave you the first number. Father, I'm not playing your games this morning. Gotta save all my mental energy to fill out my bracket this week or something. So if you chose not to remember, then God is with you on this one. Because when we confess our sins to him, it's not that he can't remember them like a string of numbers. No, it's that he chooses not to remember them. That's a sign of his love. Now, as long as I continue in my ways, or I'm not sorry for what I've done, then he can't forget them because it's still part of who I am. But at the moment that I want to change, at the moment that I admit that I'm wrong, when I say, create a clean heart in me, oh God, he says, okay, I'll do it. I forget. And God has chosen to create this clean heart by means of the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, as a necessity for my serious sins, and as a gift for all my sins. The Catechism says it so well. It says, through confession, a man looks squarely at the sin that he's guilty of, takes responsibility for it, and thereby makes a new future possible. St. Jerome says, for if the sick person is too ashamed to show his wound to the doctor, the medicine cannot heal what it does not know. A necessity and a gift. But going back to our original question, now some might say, but now I'm not just worried about God remembering my sin. I'm worried about a priest remembering my sin. But the church has what is called the sacramental seal, which means that a priest is bound to absolute secrecy in the confessional and cannot change anything because of the confession, anything. Or as a priest friend of mine says, if someone confesses to me that they plan to blow up a restaurant, not only can I not call the police, I can't even change my dinner reservation at the restaurant. That's kind of a silly example, but it emphasizes the fact that a priest remembers their sin no more. Why? Because God remembers their sin no more. And I'm there on his behalf. And if I can speak personally, I've heard thousands, tens of thousands of confessions in my priesthood. And I have a good memory. But it doesn't matter. Because it's like water off a rock. It just rolls off. And the only way that I can explain that is God's grace. Because he chooses to remember our sins no more, he gives me the grace to do the same thing in confession. You probably saw the confessionals set up when you came in this morning for extra priests coming today and on Tuesday. You know, Lent is not the only time that we need forgiveness, but it may be a special time that God has placed on your heart. So when God says that he will remember your sins no more, he means it. Ironically, it might be easier for him to forget your sins than for you to forget them. Just like those 9 numbers that you already forgot, God chooses to remember something much better. He chooses to remember his love for you.